Yo, what up, what up? Good morning, everybody. Now, I'm Lutfi. I'm 25 years old, and you know, my age is turning 25, and a bunch of the people will say that is about the quarter life crisis. The feeling or the moment that I have at this moment as a person who is in the 25 years old, you know, it's something that I have planned since I was maybe a 19 or 18, when I was turning 18 and 19. And then me, my dad and my mom had a plan together, that and it was my decision also that I didn't go to the university. I wouldn't take that moment, I wouldn't take that the opportunity to go to the university, because one of the reasons is I didn't like the study in the formal way. And I mean, like, I love studying, I love to learning about the new things, but the point was that I didn't like to go to the others some formal educational again, because it's been really bored. It was so very boring that I should have gone to the other formal education again, which is it was the university that I didn't go there. And now me and my dad, my mom had a plan that I would go directly to some maybe some course or some diploma thing stuff, something like that, that I had a plan to go to work on a ship which was on a cruise ship. Exactly, it was a cruise ship, because you know what, that some of people took the took that chance, the time to have a you know, some a short way to have a good financial. Moreover, when we are living in Indonesia, when we are living in Asian things, that once we didn't have a good, you know, good educational background, and we couldn't have that the job that exists in the company as a worker, as an employee, not as a businessman. Once you are going to a businessman, maybe you will have a success, maybe you will have a better chance, you have a better opportunities about to have a successful or the good financial things, something like that. But once you are going to be an employee, to be a staff or something, like you are working in the one of the companies, that you need to have a good educational background. But that time I was thinking that I didn't like that moment. I didn't like to go to the university because I was so boring. I was so bored to have again, to learn again in the formal way, to have a new studies or to have a new, you know, something that I should learn about the how I can work or which work that I should go that time. But the point was that I knew, even though when I was 18 or 19 years old, that I was going to work on the ship. On the ship, it was the plan that my dad also told me, then asked me to go to the ship or some of the sea life, you know, some sea worker. And then that time I was so very curious, and I was so very into about the cruise ship, because once we are living in Indonesia, the cruise ship was like maybe one of the shortcut or short way to have a good opportunity, to have a good money on once we are working in there. And you know, I didn't go to the university because once we are going to cruise ship, it was like maybe I would say that it was so useless once you are willing to work on a cruise ship, because once you are working on a cruise ship, you will be starting from the bottom, so from scratch also. So it's kind of the same thing once you are just having the educational background was like from senior high school, is always okay once you are working on a cruise ship. So that time that I planned to not to go to the university, I would just take the course, and then I was like thinking, okay, maybe it was my best opportunity when me just took maybe 6 months to have the course, and then I would go directly as you know, some of the training that I would training in the hotel industry first, and I would have the experience to work in the hospitality industry for about maybe a year or 2 years again, and then I could apply to the cruise ship to have a good opportunities. And then I planned that in this 25 years old that I would have a good career, but it went not according to what we planned because something happened, should happen like a COVID something, and I got a you know that. Actually, once I started my journey, my experience working on the hotel industry or hospitality industry, it was so great. I would say like that because of what? Because once I was at my first job, literally job as a staff, and I got a contract for a year at the first time, I was working in the Bintan Island. Bintan Island was like the private island in the near. It was like the corner of the Indonesia, and it's like a border between Indonesia and also the Singapore. If you know the Batam, it was like the one of the best, you know, a city to have a job right there. And then I was working there in the Bintan Island. I was working in one of the 5-star hotel, and then it was the good resort because we could have a occupied was at least in the weekdays 500 up to 800, something like that. And then in the weekends we almost had maybe 1,000 on average. And then it was so great because of what? Because I had a guest that's most of them, like maybe I would say that 95 to 98% were the foreigner. They were no local, so very, very, you know, it's something like very unusual once I was having the local guests. So it was kind of amazing because I could learn more in English. I could learn more about the cultures among the countries like Singapore, US, Indian, Chinese, Hindi. And then was like maybe from some of the European, like England, like the Italy, Spain. So it was kind of great the moment, that time that I got that things. And then it went like I would say that it went well that time in the first 2 years, but the shit happened. That year in 2020, like I was planning to go to the cruise ship because I got enough money to go to the cruise ship that time, but the things happened, the shit happened, that the COVID came. It was, you know, that most of the people were surprised, or all of us were surprised what was going on about the COVID. I was thinking it's all only about the 3 to 6 months the shit would be happening that time, but the shit was happening almost 2 years. So I got no job that time for about 1.5 years. My money was so collapsed, the financial was collapsed. I didn't have that money at the time to go to the cruise ship, so I planned to go to the others options, but still I need to go to the cruise ship that time. So I just debt some money to my fams, to my mom, actually to my mom and my dad and the time. So I was it was a process. It's almost 8 months from the start that I got the interview until that I went to my first contract on the cruise ship was with AIDA Cruise Line. AIDA Cruise Line was like a German companies on the cruise ship. And then there was a beautiful moment that I got when I was in the AIDA cruise ship. But when I compare the time, that what was I getting is very less once we were comparing with the others companies. So that's why that I decided that time I just took a year with the AIDA cruise line. So I decided to move to the other you know companies that maybe it will get me some more benefit, you know, some more chance to me to have a better financial things, better career. And it was the process was 6 months since the day that I left the AIDA. I got opportunities to go with the Norwegian cruise line, but the point was that the things is not always according to what we plan again. That I need to wait is almost about 9 to 11 months that I should wait since the day that I left the AIDA to go to the Norwegian cruise. And even though now I'm still waiting about my schedule will come out, and then it always should happen. It's always about the ups and down. Even my dad told me that I didn't do the something that I should have to do, you know, because I was maybe a couple of years I was in the black time, you know, in the dark time, that I was not I wasn't good controlling about my financial. I went to a lot of parties. I was alcoholic. I spent my money for nothing actually, that I didn't invest any single money that I got when I was working in the hotel, when I was working in the AIDA. So it was kind of shit actually. But the point was that time that I didn't feel like that I would be like this, you know, someone who always struggling about the financial things, about the mental things. But the point is right now is that I realize something, that I have done many things. I have done many things not going like very well. But the things now I will be preparing a new me actually, that I would be more having a new value, like as a man, not as a boy anymore. That's once I'm having a job, that my money, I would manage my money so very well right now, even though now I'm having like maybe a 30 or 40 millions debt to my mom, to my dad, but that was okay actually. That was okay, like maybe somebody has to punch my face, like that's the things, not the literally that somebody punch, like maybe I should have gotten the punch by the world, that I should realize something, that I couldn't be always like this. Once I got the money, I should manage that money so very well. I don't need to go to the other's party for every single day, for every single night. I have to spend my money so very wise. That the point that I will always remember from the day I'm speaking right now, because you know it was kind of bullshit if I always. It is kind of bullshit if I always do the same mistake every single day, every single month, years. So it's always like this. If always like this means that I'm a kind of bullshit, I'm kind of still a boy. No, I don't want to be a boy anymore, that I should be a man, because you know that I should take care of my family for a couple years to go. And then that the point is, you know, keep struggling for me. I just motivate myself. I don't give a fuck with any fucking body around around me again, like, you know, maybe some people will say about A, or maybe some people will say about B, but I don't give a fuck about them anymore. I would just focus about myself, my fans, and my fellas. That's very care about me. So I should be moving on to be a better person, to be a wiser person. That's it, I think. Thank you for from me. I don't give a fuck about anybody. Motherfucker.